Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing and fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, especially by me. Really healthy and darn sexy people. Woo! Here we are. Boy, I've got some news for you today. So let's dive in. Okay, you know, after Creation Station, all that new amazing information came in that I shared with you last week. I hope to gosh you are practicing that new modality of exercise that I gave you. Just going to your love place, holding love, and just seeing the word around what you want. I'm having some pretty miraculous results with it. And I also want to let you know that this new exercise will loosen up and bring up stuff that's not a match to what you want, so that you can be aware of the thoughts you need to replace, redirect. You will become aware of the feelings. You might experience some things in your body. Just like any kind of detox, you can experience some detoxification from it. So, don't be alarmed. Just stay the path and create through it. Now, during a private, this amazing information came in that I wanted to share with you. And it ties into our next webinar on gun violence, that we have to create a world of love within ourselves. We have to create a world of love within ourselves. And they explained this by saying that self-love is the feminine and love for the world is masculine. Now, let's go back to the principles of how masculine and feminine must work together. Just like creating a baby, they have to come together in balance and unity, working together and ultimately becoming one energy in order to create the child. Peace within ourselves and in the world is the same thing. So the more we love ourselves, the more we can love the world, which shifts the world and therefore shifts us. So it's a circle. It's a complement of back and forth. But I never understood that self-love was the feminine and love for the world was the masculine. Love for others is the masculine. And you cannot truly experience that fully until we love ourselves. They wanted, first of all, tomorrow's e-blast, please read it, because it's also about information about gun violence that they're already bringing in. But they took me to core belief number 3. We believe we don't have the energy to change this. We are the only energy that's going to change the prevalence of gun violence in this country and the world. We are the only ones that are responsible as individuals to shift the DNA of who we are. So they want us to make a comeback using acting terms. They want us to make a comeback into I am the creation regarding peace and love and balance around gun violence, and that I am the energy and therefore I have the energy to create love and peace and balance around all this gun violence. Again, guys, the more you understand that everything starts with you, the more your life shifts and changes. It's been interesting for me to watch because I thought the studios would be slammed and open. Well, they aren't. They're trying to figure out how to do all this. Because if it's not mandatory that everybody gets vaccinated, then, you know, legally, they can't say if you're going to work on this set, you have to be vaccinated. So they're still, the studios and shooting on a soundstage is still, they're still caught in the pandemic world. Because if one person gets COVID, this echoes down. So I realized that I was allowing myself to experience a little panic around this. And I said, no, the channel has taught me my consciousness is my livelihood, my safety, my money, my success. I have to stay in trust. And that's the big thing that came in this weekend, is something happened and it made me fall out of trust of my knowing because, well, I'll just tell you what it was. I had a callback for a big commercial for a pharmaceutical. Now, you know what the channel tells us about pharmaceuticals ads, that we are literally hypnotized. So I thought I had found the balance around being able to do that as an actor and knowing that as a healer. So I had this callback for this very big pharmaceutical, and I was ready to go, and they canceled it. They didn't cancel all of them. They were just told they had to pare down the number of people coming in for the callback, and I was one of them. Now, I really felt sure that I was going to book this. And just that little happenstance made me fall out of my knowing. It made me distrust my knowing. It made me question, am I getting the right information from the channel? And when I went in and said, all right, what's the highest thing I have to know about this? The channel said it was not in alignment with who you are. Well, you could have smacked me and thrown me into a pea pod. I went, isn't that the truth? It's not in alignment with what I believe. And so then, I want to, while I'm with you, ask about horror films. Horror films, which I do a lot of, are in alignment with who I am because they're fun. They create fun for the people who watch them, and they're also given a choice, right? When you're sitting and watching TV and all these ads hit you, you're not in choice unless you're very conscious while you're sitting there. I told you every time one of these ads come on, I go, thank you for sharing. I'm in perfect health. Right? And usually we mute them anyway. As soon as the commercials come on, we just mute them because your subconscious will pick it up, guys. I just want you to be aware of all this stuff because if our intention is to be God, be the creation of who we are, be in the highest alignment of love, the highest frequency of love, actually being that, then what we draw to us and what we propel from us has to be in alignment with who we are. So just be aware of some of these things as we dive into the calls. Can I go to the calls now? Yes, I can. We're going to start with Davina in Texas. Hi, baby.
Hi, you fabulous, wonderful, awesome woman.
Oh, I'm accepting that. Thank you very much. How you been?
Well, I'm sort of freaking out a bit.
Well, that's wasted energy, Davina.
Yeah, I know that is. So I'm trying to bring myself back in alignment. And I'm supposed to be closing on the mobile home on Wednesday, and yet I'm not getting any information from the realtor as to how the transaction's going to be. And he said he was going to send it, and then conveniently says, oh, I'm going out of town till the night before we're supposed to close.
Okay, see, this is exactly what happened to me with the commercial. It's making you fall out of your knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to know it, and then it's solidified. If you fall out of your knowing, then things like, oh, I've got to go out of town, I'll get back to you when I can, starts happening. Just stay in your knowing. It's all done. Did you listen to the show last week?
Yes.
Okay. So go to your love place and just see the word sale. Go to your love place, make sure, and you guys, you'll know when you leave your heart center because you'll feel your energy move up and you'll start having thoughts. Then you know you got to bring yourself back down. So bring yourself into love. See the word completion. Now, isn't that a lot easier than worrying about what you don't have hands on to do anything about?
Yes.
Okay. That's where you want to live. And every time you start to go into, quote, worry, and you know what the channel says about worry, it's the biggest sin we do against creation because it puts our attention on what we don't want, which is where your attention is right now, my love. Your attention is, oh, my God, what if? What if it doesn't go through? Well, that's not what you want. You want to stay in the completion of it joyfully and successfully going through. When you see the word completion, your subconscious knows exactly what you mean. The universe knows exactly what you mean. Okay, Davina?
Yes.
All right. Now, to know and not to do is not yet to know, so you got to do it. You can't just hear it. Love you, baby. Thank you.
Love you, too. Thank you.
You bet. And we're going to Miss Deborah in Missouri. Hi, babe. You're on.
Hi, Dee. The channel told me to call you. I went to see my son and his wife and all my grandkids. And I ended up and we're sitting there to eat and a ball came back and hit me in the back of the head really hard. So I started doing healing to get rid of the pain. And a couple days later, they told me they wanted to sit down and talk to me. And they told me that I was bad and evil and that I was not going to go to heaven. I was going to go to hell if I kept doing this healing. And they used my kids against me. They said if the Catholic Church doesn't believe this, my son and his wife. that I cannot see my grandkids unless I quit doing this healing because the church does not believe it, the Catholic Church.
Well,
I was so shocked.
Yeah, that's pretty shocking, Deborah.
I know.
You know, that's like the Catholic Church saying President Trump with all his mistresses and everything is okay, but they're not going to let a good Catholic like Joe Biden take communion. It's
right.
Such BS, I can't even deal with it. But we won't get into politics.
Right. They even told me I shouldn't be allowed to take communion on top of that.
Because you got hit in the... What did you do?
No, because of healing.
Deborah, what were you doing that made them react so violently about this?
We're sitting at the table to eat. And I was just going around with my hand to get that energy out. And nobody was saying anything. You know, they didn't even ask. You know, they knew I got hit in the head with a ball, but they didn't even ask me if I was okay. And they said, we don't allow any of this, and you cannot talk about angels to our kids. And if you do this healing, you won't see your kids.
Okay, so, Deborah, they're never going to understand spirituality. And when you do that, it puts them into great fear. Okay?
Right.
Fear for you,
yes.
Fear for them. It's all about fear. And and not understanding what everything is about. So this is weird, but this is what I'm hearing. It's the channel says, can you justify saying to them, okay, I won't do it anymore, and I won't talk to the kids about anything, and abide by that with them, and still continue to create yourself the way you want to?
I don't know if they would accept that, because they said they're trying to control me and said I could never do healing again.
Well, you don't have to do it in front of them. They don't have to know anything about it.
Right, right. I agree with that. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's
I can
what
do
the,
that.
I mean, it surprises me, but the channel is saying it's a compromise. You don't want to lose your family. You don't
right.
want to be separated from your grandchildren.
Right.
So just say, you know, I hear you, and you're right. And, yeah, that's what – hold on. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switch? Nope. We're all good. This is the – I've got the highest understanding. I got my big yes. So you know the truth of you and what you believe in. Because they're telling you that you cannot do it doesn't mean that you cannot continue to create yourself in the way you want to. I mean, I don't know what you were doing with your hands because my work doesn't involve any of that. If that's what you believe and what you need to do to know that you are in balance and a part of your own healing, then that's what you have to do. You just
right.
don't need to involve anybody else in it, Deborah, because then you're trying to make them believe the way you do, the same way they're trying to make you believe the way they do.
Right, right.
Everybody gets to believe the way they do, guys.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I said that was fine, you know, what they wanted to do, but they wanted to control me, so.
Well, you know that nobody can control you but you. You know that.
Right.
So
right.
when you really know that, everybody, you don't go into wanting to battle with the other person because you know that they don't have any control over you. You control your own manifestation of who you are. Okay. Right. Are you clear?
Yeah, I'm clear, but I still not. I don't know. I think my son. Well, I don't know if he would even talk to me or hang up on me. I don't know what he would do. So.
Look, Deborah, just call him or email him or write him a letter and say, you're right. I won't continue this anymore. And in your meaning, you know I won't continue this in front of you anymore. Because that's what
right.
he wants. He's scared to death. Kids are going to go to hell if they know they have power over their own creation. And therein lies the message that we've been dealing with for eons and eons and eons and eons, which is why people don't take responsibility for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I
so
get
just,
that, yeah.
Just know that
yes.
he's in fear, honey.
Right. She is too.
Well, yeah, they are a united front for their children, which parents should be. But that's the problem, that's the challenge with our entire country right now, is everybody's going, hey, you MF, you have to believe the way I do.
Hello? Oh, no. Hey, what happened? Get me back. Hello? Okay.
Everybody just hold with us for a minute. Dee lost the internet at her house. We're going to get her back on here. She's going to call in on the phone. So just hold tight for a couple minutes and we'll have her back.
Am I back on? Okay, Deborah, can you hear me? I'm not getting anything. Let me see. Let me run on.
Okay, the internet is back.
Yeah, well, the switchboard isn't working.
You may have to reboot it.
Hello. Stephen, can you come on, honey, because I can't hear anybody. Are we
can
back
you hear
on?
Me, Dee?
I can
hear
you.
Hear
you.
Me? Cool.
I lost.
Let's go. And Deborah hung up.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So
we're moving on. First of
you
all,
you have no internet, so I've got to run your switchboard.
Okay. Great. Let's go to Marnita.
You got it.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. Thanks for hanging in
Hello.
Here. Before we move on, I just want to state there's something we need to redirect around all this. Yes. Am I supposed to not be doing the show anymore? No. There's something we're supposed to learn? Yes. It's about connection and communication. Hold on. We're going to the sheets, core belief, this page here. Uh-huh. Ha-ha! I'll never be good enough, so I leave. Yeah, well, that's kind of what Deborah and I were talking about. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. You can't leave who you are, guys. You cannot leave who you are. You have to continue creating yourself. But that doesn't mean that you have to demand that everybody else follow you and believe in you. In the way you do, even when they are. That's the highest. Okay. So we're going to balance that, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. So it is. Okay. So that's the way the universe talks to you. Things that seem frustrating or daunting or in your way, stop and go, okay, is there something I need to get into alignment around all of this? So we're good enough right now, and we stay creating ourselves around gun peace and balance and equality and self-creation and everything we believe in. And so it is. Is that everything? And can I go to Miss Marnita? Yes, I can. All right, baby cakes, you're up.
Well, I was calling in with a testimonial because I was
at
Creation Station.
We need that right now.
And it was amazing. It was the best time ever. And
Whole
weekend of Creation Station.
Thank you.
Whole weekend was amazing. I was a pretty good creator before, but now I am phenomenal. I can't even explain how good things are going for me.
I'm thrilled, sweetheart.
And just being with you and seeing how the channel works through you, I actually trust the channel now. I was getting messages, and I'm like, I don't know where this is coming from. But now I know where it's coming from.
Yeah. Look, guys, you can call it your guides, the angels, God, whatever you want to call it. It is the universal knowledge that you are tapping into. And as the good book says, if you ask for the universal knowledge and the highest truth, it must be delivered to you. And so great. But it's a whole different thing when you think you know and then you know, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a big difference. And people just have to follow what you say. It's so easy. So easy. Just read and see the word. It's that easy.
But wasn't it amazing during Creation Station how it came in when we went around that circle? And, you know, I didn't know we were going to do that. I didn't know we were going to explore dreams like we did. So everybody just know you can have a plan, and you should have a plan. But then you've got to be open to the magic of going anywhere you're taken within that plan. And that's when the magic happens, right, Marnita?
Yes. Be open to all possibilities. And what I got with Deborah was, if she just holds love around that situation, they'll change. I've seen it in my own daughter. They'll change. It's just the way it works. You just hold love around a situation, and it all works out.
And your agenda is not to get them to change. That's where people fall out. Your intention is just to hold love.
Yep, just hold love. It's like I just send love to everything.
Yep, indeed. And most of all, yourself, right?
Yes. Oh, I definitely love myself. Now that I know my heart my heart being open front and back is loving everything and myself, I open it all the time.
Yep. And you can feel it too, guys.
Yeah.
You can feel it when you move into that. Oh, thank you so much for bringing us back up after that little hiccup there. I love you so much. It was great spending that weekend with you, baby.
You too. Thank you so much for doing that.
You are so welcome. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Yeah, I love you too. And we are going, is it working, Stephen, or are you doing it? We're going to Peggy in Wisconsin. Well,
can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you, baby.
Oh, good. You know, Dee, I have not been following you for a long time, like some of your callers have been. So a lot of this, it's not that I'm new to the concepts, but I'm new to your style and to this whole radio show. So
well, welcome, sweetheart.
Well, thank you. And it is a blessing to be here. I feel very grateful. And I wanted to say also as a compliment before I get to my question, your opening statements, I evidently am just like vibrating already kind of high, but man, I just like expanded and I'm afraid I'm going to knock the walls down in my room.
Well, just embrace the excitement of freedom.
Yes.
Because
awesome.
That's what true knowing is. It's the excitement of freedom in who we are and in our world.
Yes. Awesome. So thank you for being here for me. I have a question. I hope the channel is very willing to answer it directly. Okay. So I'm scheduled to go in for a colonoscopy on July 8th. Do I have colon cancer or any other kind of goober that I should be aware of?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm not a doctor. I have to legally state that. So any information I give you, Miss Peggy, will be from the energetic realm. Okay.
Okay. Right.
Is that the right question, first of all? You always want to state, is that the right question? And I get a yes. When I say you have colon cancer, I get a no. They're saying you have a few polyps. But at least I am not getting that there's anything to worry about, but they're around the cancer. There is something that will need to be addressed, but it is easily addressed. So your job right now, and since you're new, I teach everybody to how to get to their love place. And that is simply pick something that makes you smile and it opens your heart the minute you think about it.
Okay.
Okay, I go to my doggy. You can go to a place in nature you love, a newborn baby, anything unconditional love. So you got that?
Yeah.
So go into your heart and just feel that love. Just really feel into it.
Okay.
Now, I just want you to see the word colon. Because, yes, you see the difference between that and worrying about it. Because our brain thinks in pictures. So anything you worry about, you're putting your attention on.
Mm-hmm.
And science and God both say whatever you focus on, that's what you create more of. That's why in the good book, Christ said, think only on these things, love, joy, peace, right?
Right.
So your job is to stay in your knowing and love that little colon, okay? Stay in the space of love. And your body, you guys do understand that your body responds to the frequencies and the vibrations that you choose to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want to know more about this, go listen to some of the free stuff on YouTube from Bruce Lipton, who says a body in love is vital, a body in fear is threatened. So we don't want to fear because our body takes on that frequency.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, I do. I get it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a new puppy to the metaphysical or whatever term someone might use. You know, I've been on a path for a long time. I guess I just meant that I hadn't been following you personally.
Well, and my work does differ from a lot of other metaphysical work. Just because somebody says they teach metaphysics doesn't mean they teach it in the same way or the same understanding. So bottom line, everything's energy, Miss Peggy. Energy's been here since the beginning of time and will be here forever.
Mm-hmm.
We are the only ones who can choose our thoughts and our feelings and our perspectives. And through that choice, we direct the energy of our lives.
Yeah.
So
be very present about the thoughts you choose to let yourself have, the feelings you choose to let yourself have, and what you focus on. Okay?
Amen.
Amen, baby. Welcome and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. And we are going to Jean-Marie in Massachusetts. Hello, darling.
Hi, how are you? Thank you very, very much, and everyone on the call. I've been practicing since I started listening, and I did have those tests done, and they were, as we knew, that everything would be okay. And
right.
Then it was great. And then Saturday morning, I had massive chest pain, the pains that have been going on for several years now. It was sustained. It was longer. It was really frightening. But I did the I am divine love, I am health, I am wellness, and eventually it subsided. But my question is, what caused it, and is there anything?
Anxiety. What are you anxious about? What are you holding a lot of anxiety about?
I was at my brother's house. I'm having anxiety about dying.
Well, there you go. So I wouldn't hold a lot of anxiety around that, because then you create experiences of that. Whether you are dying or not, you will experience creations of manifesting feeling that way, because that's where your focus is on. And they're showing me a picture of me on the couch when I was in high school. I used to get debilitating pains in my chest, which my pediatrician that I still went to said was anxiety and stress, because, you know, my father had just committed suicide.
I'm so sorry.
Well, honey, look, I've had so many tragedies in my life. I don't really look at them as tragedies anymore. I look at them as choices that people made to learn what they came here to learn.
Mm-hmm.
My younger brother also committed suicide. As most of you know, I just lost my older brother. So all my biological family is gone now. And I challenge myself every day to stay positive and up about, because my older brother was, he and I were soulmates, and I'm getting ready to go back to his memorial. So stuff's coming up and emotions are coming up, and I'm going, it's okay, Dee, cry, feel, experience what you need to experience. There's nothing wrong with that. But when we don't acknowledge it, Jean-Marie, is when we start getting pain, so that we can acknowledge the pain in another way. Do you understand?
I do, because I tend to, I won't
There's
admit.
Something else you're anxious about, though. What do you have children?
I do. I have two.
Do you have a daughter?
I don't. I had a daughter-in-law that just died in the pandemic.
That's it.
My older son, she died a year ago on May 20th, 2020. I think it was a suicide.
Well, that's what it is. And that, okay, now it's all opening up. That's what your anxiety is about, because it has ignited within you a lot of past life things about death and you not having any control.
Right.
About death.
That's really what I'm anxiety about, is lack of control.
Okay. Well, none of us control life and death, but we have all the control over how happy we are around life and death. How much we
live in the moment. You see, you're already looking 10, 20 years down the road. Bring yourself back to the present moment and live here. And
right.
Find joy here in the moment. And they want you to, when the call ends, when the show ends, just get off and sit and really go into looking at the fear that her death brought up for you. And go, okay, this was past life stuff. This is not what's going on right now. Right now, I'm creating myself as peace and love and acceptance, which is the highest word, by the way, that you can see when you go to your love place, is just acceptance. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You are welcome, sweetheart. Yeah, it was weird. I used to have that stuff in high school all the time, and, you know, I was way too young to be. But it's emotional, guys. Let me just check. Yes, Jean Marie, your pain is emotional and spiritual. Okay? So it's about what we talked about. So just embrace it and be one with it and be present with it. And then your body doesn't have to tell you you really need to look at this. All right, Miss Katie in Georgia, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What can we do for you?
Okay, so I have a trademark, and it's kind of in three different areas. It's in like for T-shirts, it's in food, and then it's in like I guess skincare or makeup or something like that. And I recently seen, I guess, that someone else is trying to file a. It has my name, the name that I trademarked, but it has like another. It has like cooks in it. But I looked at their packaging, and the packaging, it seems like they're trying to, to me, I felt like they were trying to infringe on my name, on the name I have. And it doesn't
well,
say
not.
That they granted it.
They're not. They're not, Katie.
Okay.
I'm not sure they even know you exist. But if you have a trademark and it's registered, is it registered?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The trademark will protect you from a copycat. That's why you take it out. Have you contacted the trademark agency?
No, I literally just seen this because I guess the person has like a food blog and now they decided to sell items or something like that. They weren't selling things before. I just seen this on Friday, and when I went to call, they were like, they were out because of the holiday. So
okay, well, that's where
assigned,
I start.
Yeah.
But let's,
okay.
Let's go into the perspective within you that you can
okay.
align so
okay.
that you don't automatically go, and I'm going to your dad, you know, the belief that people take things away from you.
Yes, that's what I had. That was what the I realized that's what it was triggering, that people are always trying to take things from me or ruin things or steal things from me. That's kind of, that was the belief
okay,
I felt.
Okay, good. You've got to shift that. Because
okay.
do you understand that while you have that perspective, you will summon people who appear to be trying or will try to take things away from you. If you have that perspective of the world, you draw that to
then you.
Then
you'll attract it. Right.
You bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I started to feel anxiety. I was like, you know, it was like every time I do look, it's like I'm feeling like somebody's trying to, you know, use the same. Even though it's a common term, I did trademark it. So it does bring up a lot of anxiety, and I'm like, am I going to have to constantly have a lawyer, you know?
Well, the anxiety is that you're getting, pardon my French, everybody, but these are the words they're giving me for you. I'm getting shit on again.
Okay.
And so let's ask for what the highest word is if you're in your love place is, wow, this seems to be the word of the day. Hold on. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switched? Okay, this is the highest answer. Acceptance.
Okay.
Now, when I say acceptance, what does that mean to you? Just off the top
know.
Of your head.
Like
what is
around
acceptance?
around this issue or just period?
Well, it's one and the same, the channel says.
Okay. Acceptance. I don't know. It could be.
Yeah, you do.
Don't ever say I don't know.
You do know.
I know. You know what? I have a problem with saying I don't know. I say that all the time.
Well, then you can never know, Katie. Then you can never bring in the highest truth.
Yeah.
Because you keep directing the computer of your brain not to find the answer.
The second person. So I had a code for something
so
else.
So when
just
we're
said,
accepted, we're in the circle of like-minded people. We're acknowledged. But there's another word that's personal to you. Can you come up with it, please?
Another word that's personal to me?
Yes. If I am
enough?
Accepted, I'm what?
Loved.
They just gave it to me. Honored.
Okay.
So when you see the word acceptance.
I received that. Yeah.
When you see the word acceptance, know that it includes in it that all energy honors you. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So as far as this, how do I change my because I feel like when the packaging was trying to infringe on mine.
Yeah, but it isn't, but you see it that way because you think everybody's
right.
out to get you. So you've got to shift you.
Okay.
And then go from there. If you try to
okay.
take any steps before you shift you, you're just going to get smacked in the face with your own perspective again.
Okay, so you're saying basically change my perspective, change my energy around it, and
then
that
it changes.
Could possibly changes the situation.
Always.
Yeah, because, I mean, the trademark office haven't given it to them, and I honestly doubt they're going to give it to them because of how it works.
Well, so what are you spending all this time worrying about? It's wasted energy.
I guess because spend
they it
hired a lawyer.
Going to your love place
yeah.
and seeing the word acceptance, which includes being honored.
Okay.
okay?
Honor.
That's what I want
okay.
you to do for the next week. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. Thanks for calling in. All right. I'm so sorry for the glitch in the middle of the show. Poor Stephen. I'm his challenge. Thank God for Stephen, everybody. Thank God for Stephen. And for Lanny, who ran in and got the internet back up for me. I'll tell you, see, you know, I just call in everybody that's going to help me and support me and guide me and help me create. And they just are always there. So let's leave it on that note while we say how much we love ourselves. Say it with me. I love me. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.